Now, the peanut allergy causes harm and trauma to Australians every day due to the severe allergic reactions it causes, which can be potentially life-threatening. Well, according to a new study out of London's Children's Hospital and King's College, a treatment has been found to prevent severe allergic reactions in the future by introducing peanuts into an individual's diet over time. Now, to discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Professor Diane Campbell, Head of Allergy and Immunology at the Children's Hospital at Westmead. Diane, thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
No worries. So how can peanut allergy symptoms affect the physical and mental health of a child, just for those maybe who aren't aware?
So I guess peanut allergy typically causes those immediate type allergic symptoms. So that can be just rash and itching, and swelling of the mouth, swelling of the up around the eyes, or in more serious cases, it can cause vomiting and problems with breathing and problems with your blood pressure and circulation. And of course, avoiding peanuts can also cause a lot of stress, because like all other food allergies, parents and children, you know, worried about whether foods may contain bits of peanut, or they might have been, you know, contaminated with peanut. And so we do see quite a lot of decreased quality of life and stress in both the families and the children of people with peanut allergy.
Completely. And so this new study states that introducing peanuts into your diet over time reduces the severity of attacks in the future. How does this work exactly?
There's a couple of new treatments that are emerging, and one of them I think is the one that you're referring to, the study that's published in the New England Journal, is that correct? So that's really what we call oral immunotherapy, and there's some other emerging therapies that are looking to do a similar thing, but doing it by the skin. And both of these methodologies are really trying to desensitize people. So none of these things are a cure yet. It would be great if we had a cure, but we don't have quite a cure yet. But what they aim to do is reduce the amount of peanut that you would need without having an allergic reaction. So if you had an accidental exposure to maybe half a peanut and before you had the therapy, you would have a nasty allergic reaction. Both of those types of therapies, this desensitization as it currently stands, aims to protect you from those relatively small accidental exposure doses. But they don't really, at this stage, mean that you can just, once you've had the treatment, which we think is going to be about a 3-year treatment, it's sort of early days yet, but that's I think what's being proposed mainly, that you can't just go out and eat peanut. You're not cured, you're not peanut free, but you have an extra layer of protection or buffer, if you like, from those accidental exposures that are quite common.
Perfect. And so is this in its final stages? Will we see it being rolled out as a mechanism soon?
Look, I think it will vary from region to region. So in Australia, that particular company, I think, that is responsible for that New England Journal is not, as far as I'm aware, targeting release in Australia yet. But I think over time we will get people starting to offer this oral immunotherapy, which is where you have very tiny and increasing amounts of peanut, essentially, every day over the course of about 6 months before you get up to a maintenance dose, and then you have to continue to take it every day. And then the other emerging form of therapy is a similar concept, if you like, but rather than taking it orally, it'll be via the skin. So sort of like wearing a nicotine patch, where you wear something every day that slowly tries to train your body's immune system to becoming more tolerant to peanut. And that is envisaged to be in Australia within the next 12 to 18 months' time.
Perfect. And so that's all about kind of avoiding exposure or lessening the effects of being exposed. Is it getting easier for people to control their reactions once they are affected?
With those new therapies?
Yeah, just
in general.
Yeah.
In general, not really. I mean, unfortunately, in general, peanut allergy, like other food allergies, has been increasing in Australia and most of the Western world rather than decreasing. And still, although peanut is required to be labelled if it is an actual ingredient in packaged food, a lot of accidental exposures happen actually in restaurants or cafes or at friends' houses. And because peanut allergy is more common, we see more reactions, not less reactions. So it's not yet easier to avoid, and therefore, and so it's not easier to manage. Mm.
Well, Diane, thank you so much for your time on the show today. This will be an interesting area to watch. Hopefully we can see some success with these studies in the future.
I think we will. It's a really exciting time for food allergic patients, because they've sort of, for the last 30 years, just had to avoid the food and not had it really any other therapy except for, you know, emergency medicines like EpiPens. But now we're looking, you know, hopefully in the next, you know, 2 to 5 years, some actual real change in how we can manage them, but still not quite a cure, not quite yet.
Mm, we're getting there, yeah.
And yes, we'll getting
ease,
there.
Ease their anxiety, current anxieties around it. So, yeah,
yes,
well,
definitely.
Thank you, Diane, so much for your time. Have a good day.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye.